The Auckland Art Deco Society welcomes you to our Deco Retro program here on Planet FM. We will bring you interesting interviews, updates of future Deco Society and other related events, also book reviews, handy household hints, and other snippets capturing the glamour and fascination of a bygone era. Deco Retro. Deco Retro.
Good afternoon, listeners. This is Nancy on the Deco Retro program. Well, it's that time of the year again. The lovely New Zealand pahutukawa are just starting to flower. Children are breaking up for the summer holidays. The weather is warm and it's nearly Christmas time in New Zealand. We have a very different Christmas here in the South Pacific to our relatives and friends on the other side of the world. And today we have a very different guest for you. Celebrity chef, food writer and television personality Nadia Lim. Nadia puts a health focus on real food using healthy, natural, unprocessed New Zealand products. Possibly this comes from her background as a clinical dietitian specialising in diabetes. She works with a number of charities, Diabetics New Zealand, the Heart Foundation and the Hospice. Nadia is of New Zealander and Chinese Malaysian heritage. Born in New Zealand, but moved with her family at six to Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. And in her cooking, we see a fusion of Asian and European cuisines. She won the MasterChef New Zealand in 2011. She is the founder of My Food Bag and has written numerous cookbooks focused on healthy recipes. She also has her own magazine, Nadia. She is married to Carlos Bagri and has one adorable son, Bodie. Listeners, I am now going to hand over to Philippa, who is going to interview Nadia for us today.
Well, I'd just like to start by saying that I've been privileged to have known Nadia and the Lim family for a number of years now. I fondly remember her father, Ken Lim, who was always welcoming and hospitable. He placed great value on family ties and friendship. A devoted family man. When Ken said, "Let's eat," it was time for the family to gather, sit at the table, savour good food and enjoy each other's company. Nadia has dedicated her latest cookery book to her father, hence the title, Let's Eat. Welcome, Nadia.
Thank you. Thanks
Sorry,
for having
I
me.
I knocked over the microphone.
Thank you, Nancy. Thank you, Philippa.
So good you could come here today. Now, let's tell us about your latest book, Let's Eat. I understand it's the first to be self-published under your Nude Food brand.
Yes, that's right. This is my seventh cookbook, and I'd have to say it's probably my favourite one. I love all of my cookbooks. You know, I've been writing them for the last 7 years, ever since I won MasterChef, and I love all of them so much, but this is the one that's most personal to me, probably because it's got a lot of family recipes in it. A lot of my dad's Malaysian recipes made it into the book, like his Malaysian chicken rendang, which was one of my favourite dishes when we were growing up, that he would cook, and lots of childhood favourites like jelly-tipped ice creams and bounty bars, and so there's lots of memories attached to the recipes in this book, which I think is why I love it so much.
Well, you've been all around the country recently doing book launches. Where did you go?
Oh gosh, where did I not go? I went as far, well, we started off in Auckland, we did Hamilton, Tauranga, went down to the South Island, Central Otago, Oamaru, Dunedin, Mosgiel even, Whakatane, everywhere, Te Puke. where was the smallest little place that we went to? I'm trying to think. Waipokarau? Have you heard of Waipokarau?
I have. I've never been there.
Yeah, so I went all around.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, how wonderful.
And it was lots of fun.
Oh, I bet. Did you go with Carlos or with a whole team of people or just...
Sometimes I travel with Carlos and Bodhi. So yes. Bodhi's only 20 months old now, so he's still quite young. And him and Carlos come along with me sometimes, but not all of it. It would have been a bit, you know, it would have been probably been a bit too chaotic for both of them to come on all of it. But they came along to quite a few places.
Yes. Did you discover any new culinary delights while you were on the move?
I'm always very lucky to get to try new delicious things at different restaurants and cafes. Oh, what did I come across? There was a place called... I'm just trying to think. There's a little... one of my favourite little towns was a place called Greytown. Have you heard of Greytown?
That's in the Wairarapa.
That's right. It's in the Wairarapa. Forest Organics was a place I came across, and I sat down there and had lunch. They grow everything that they use in the kitchen. Well, mostly. Yeah, they grow most of the produce that they use in the kitchen. And surprisingly, they're also 100% vegetarian, but really delicious food because it was so much about just fresh produce, you know, that they'd grown themselves. So it was, you know, beautiful. Yeah, no, lots of things. Came across lots of nice little tea rooms and, all sorts.
I was going to ask
Picked up a few more recipe ideas, actually.
Oh, well, that'd come in handy.
Yeah.
Now, I was going to ask you, do you have a favourite foodie destination?
Oh, favourite foodie destination. I would say, I mean, I really, really hand on heart think that New Zealand is right up there in terms of what we've got to offer with our food. We have some of the best produce in the world. We're extremely lucky. But also other places other than New Zealand that I think the food is fantastic. I'd say Melbourne. Really great. And New York. Been to New York too. And the food there was great if you knew where to go.
Yes.
But I'm a big fan of Southeast Asian food too. So if I had to pick one cuisine, I would pick Thai. I love visiting Thailand. And as soon as I land and, you know, you walk out of the airport and the hot air hits you and it's so humid, the first thing I want to do, it doesn't matter what time of day or night it is, I just want to go straight to a street food stall, like on the side of the road, and order som tam, which is like a green papaya salad and some pad thai noodles and tom yum soup. Oh, it's delicious.
I mean, wonderful. But is it the street food quite safe to eat?
I think the trick is you've got to go for the cooked stuff. Yes. Go for stuff that's freshly cooked, not things that have been cooked and then left out and have been waiting there, you know, in the heat. And
yes.
So you can definitely eat street food as long as you're smart about it. I mean, I travelled around India in Mumbai and ate street food there and I didn't actually get sick, but it was because we were very selective with what dishes we picked.
Yes.
They were always freshly cooked ones, so we'd actually watch them cook it.
Yes. Yeah. Now, you've made some wonderful television programs promoting local produce in your recipes, both here and overseas, as you were saying, including Turkey and Vietnam. Tell us about some of your experiences.
Oh, in Vietnam. So I've been to Vietnam four times now, just because I love it so much. One of the reasons I was over there was to help promote New Zealand food. So many. That's a really hard question because I could talk for hours and hours and hours. But again, in Vietnam, they have an amazing street food scene. There's these little alleyways. So a lot of the street food stalls are down little alleyways off the main street.
Yes.
And all the vendors sit on these tiny little plastic stools on the ground, basically, and their guests or their customers join them. Like, you know, you're sitting right next to them, basically, while they're cooking you your food.
Oh,
yeah, it's fantastic. And some of the things, do you want to know what I ate? The weirdest thing I ate there was silkworms. Silkworms. But I mean, they didn't taste too bad, but the yummier dishes were things like they do bun cha, which are these little grilled barbecue pork meatballs.
Yeah.
And they serve them with noodles and lots of fresh herbs. That's really delicious. Mm. And they serve it in a lettuce cup. And in Turkey, Turkey was fantastic, but the baklava there, you know, baklava.
Oh, I love baklava.
Yeah, filo, lots of layers of filo pastry with chopped stachio nuts and honey and butter.
Mm.
Layer it. And we actually went to the, we went all the way to Gaziantep, which is about 50 kilometers from Syria, very, very close to Syria, the Syrian border. And that place, Gaziantep, has the best baklava in the world, renowned for it. And this place that we went to, so I actually got to do a bit of a baklava making session with them, but gosh, it's a lot of work. And the best baklava is just layers of phyllo, of the thinnest phyllo that you can possibly do. Mm. And theirs has 40 layers. Yeah.
So time consuming.
Mm, it is.
God. Yeah. Now, Nadia, we're going to take a short break.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been very keen to play a song, which, well, we thought you would enjoy it. Grant Chilcott with the Wentworth Brewster Ensemble singing Hungry Man.
Great.
And then we'll be back talking to you.
Okay. Okay. Great.
I know a chef in Rotorua who excels in steam tua-tua. So when I want tua-tua, I go to Rotorua. I'm such a hungry man. There is a cook in Wairarapa who serves the most delicious snapper. So when I want snapper, I go to Wairarapa. I'm such a hungry man. Seafood chefs, they ain't got nothing on me. I've been known to drive alone right up to Russell to get some mussels. Yes, they've got a fish place in Matamata that serves you power in a batter. So for power in a batter, I go to Matamata. I'm such a hungry man. Such a hungry man. Licking lips, fish and chips, one of my favorite snacks. Nothing's better than a seafood platter. I'm all hooked. I get my fill of fish. There's a smokehouse near Taupo that does the best trout that I know. When I'm at Lake Taupo, I have a trout that's just so. I'm such a hungry man. I often fly down to the west coast to get some white bait and some plain toast. To keep from being melancholy, I eat a crayfish cannelloni. I'm such a hungry man. I met a girl in Kari Kari. She's the one I plan to marry. She was single and not looking, but we've started cooking. That's where love began. 'Cause me, I'm such a hungry man.
Now, Nadia, my food bag has been a great success here. Is it now widely available throughout New Zealand? And why do you think it's become so popular?
We're available around about roughly 50% of New Zealand at the moment. Where we're not at the moment are the rural areas.
Yes.
But we're working on it. You know, my food bag's vision is to be available to everyone in New Zealand. So we're absolutely working on it. So
it's the main
hopefully
cities?
One day soon. Yeah. Yes, all the main cities. Yeah, and a lot of smaller ones too.
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, we should be available all throughout New Zealand soon. And I think the reason why it's been successful is simply because it answers this question that so many people have on their minds at the end of a busy day.
You know, yes.
What's for dinner? And we take care of that for them.
Well, I know my daughter gets it. And I've taken a peek and it just looks all delicious.
Yeah, it's the produce.
I'm still waiting to be asked to dinner.
Oh, gosh.
But never mind. I'm sure it'll happen.
Yeah. Hopefully. And there's no excuses.
And you're also in Australia?
No, just in New Zealand.
Just in New Zealand. Okay. Now, You have a good following? Do you have a good following for the magazine, Nadia?
Yeah, actually this year we won Best Magazine in New Zealand, which was really cool and very unexpected. I went to the awards night. Actually, I almost didn't go to the awards night.
Don't tell me you forgot.
I had no idea that, you know, we'd be up for Best Magazine. Yeah, and then got this big surprise at the end of the night when they announced the supreme winner, Best Magazine of the Year, was Nadia Magazine. I was absolutely flabbergasted, but what a lovely surprise. So, yeah, it was a really, really awesome night.
Well, that's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. And actually, I've just been, before this, I was just on a Nadia Magazine photo shoot where you'll both be interested in this, but we're shooting a retro tea party.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. So you've been all around the place looking for props.
Yeah, we've been
props,
op shopping. Glen Innes looking for retro props for our tea party.
Right. Yeah. But, I mean, it's the magazine market, it's so competitive. So it's absolutely wonderful because it hasn't been going for that long, has it, Nadia?
Over a year. So yeah, not very long.
Not very long. And what sort of demographic is it? Younger?
Gosh, you'd be surprised. We do have a lot of young readers, but actually equally we have a lot of older readers. I think when they did a bit of a survey, but it sounded like around between the ages of 25 up to 65. And mostly female, predominantly
female.
Largely predominantly female. Yeah.
And who does all the photography?
We have quite a few photographers, but Todd Eyre and Vanessa and Michael Marshall do a lot of it as well. We're quite a few photographers.
And you go all around New Zealand?
Yeah, yeah, we do lots of different types of stories.
An exciting life you have.
Oh, probably not as much as you think. Yeah. I do get to do some cool things, yeah.
I mean, your life has certainly changed since you became New Zealand's second master chef.
Mm.
And now you're involved with so many ventures, new ventures.
Yeah, there's a few projects going on.
And little Bodie.
Yeah, he takes up most of the time.
Now, how do you and Carlos cope with all the pressure? Because your life's so full on.
Good question. I don't know. I don't really know the answer to that, actually. I think you just get on with it and do it. And, you know, if you enjoy what you're doing, then I guess it, in a lot of ways you have to feel really, really lucky. I mean, every day, even if it's an extremely busy day and I know I've got so much on and there is a lot of pressure, I have to remind myself that I am very lucky to be in this position. So I need to make the most of it. These days are golden, so go for it.
Now, is there anything exciting in the pipeline for the future?
Oh.
Well, television or...
We're always working on different things.
Different, yes.
But at the moment, I'm just looking ahead to Christmas. Can't wait for a little break.
Yes.
Take a couple of weeks off and
Well, you and the family, you're all heading to the South Island for Christmas.
Yes, yeah, we'll be in little old Hanmer Springs.
Which
is
how wonderful.
Tiny little village of 900 people. Very cute, though. It's above, it's north of Christchurch. Yes. My husband's family lives there.
Well, look, Nadia, I wish you all the best and hope you have a very happy and relaxing break while you're there.
Thank you. Thank you, Philippa, and thank you, Nancy.
Thank you so much
to you
for joining us today.
Thank you.
It's been fun talking to you.
Yeah, it has been. Yes. We can talk retro food next time.
Right. Okay, you're on. Now, before I hand over to Nancy, I would just like to say to our listeners, it's goodbye from me. I wish you all good food and good cheer and all the best for the new year.
That was a good little rhyme.
I know. I had to get that
through a little poem.
Now, I'm going to hand over to Nancy.
Well, thank you, Philippa and Nadia. That was fantastic. And we've found out a little bit more about Nadia and all her cooking and whatnot. It's been very interesting. I would just like to wish all the listeners a very happy Christmas. And I'm sure, Nadia, you would possibly like to do
yes,
that too.
Yeah, hope everyone has a fantastic Christmas and, you know, relaxing holidays and enjoy some sunshine and good food and
Yes. What are you going to do during the break?
We'll be in Hanmer Springs with Carlos's family for Christmas lunch. And then really, actually, we're just coming back home to Auckland. I'll be doing some gardening, maybe some more recipe testing.
And listen, who's doing the cooking?
Of Christmas dinner? Not actually me. I'll probably do the pavlova, but we get Christmas My Food Bag,
yes,
which is actually sold out now, in case anyone was wondering.
I noticed.
But you get all the recipes and ingredients to make a big Christmas feast for up to 12 people. So all the family chips in and they all do one or two recipes each, so I just do one recipe, which is generally the pavlova.
I was going to say, is a New Zealand pavlova in your food bag for Christmas Day?
Yes, yeah, it sure is. But my favourite Christmas dish is my auntie's trifle. I've got an auntie who makes a fantastic trifle.
We'd like that recipe.
Well, you're going to miss out this year.
Yes, I've heard about that. I believe it's very nice. I have, unfortunately, I have not had a chance to try it, but I would like to. Now, I would like to end the program with the Samoan operatic trio, Solomio, singing Hallelujah.
And if there's still time after you've heard that, we'll play Carl Doy on the piano with the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra, O Holy Night.
Chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? But it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift, the baffled king composing Hallelujah, Hallelujah. You needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty in the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to her kitchen chair. She broke your throne and cut your hair. And from your lips she drew. Hallelujah.
Christmas.